Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Thaxton for Favor Life, where we walk through the process of there, a daily walk of faith where we take the Word of God, that as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we're changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. This walk of faith is something that you can't plan, but it's an act where you take and live out the word, and the word that God has for you and the call that God has for you is proven, and you make your life, your overcoming testimony, a blessing not only to you, but to every generation you encounter, to every race and every creed, and you make them understand who the God you serve is through the life that you live by faith. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, walking through their life, looking at them as ordinary individuals that God has called, the unlikely people that God has chosen, and he calls them to a purpose that's greater than themselves. And as they trust God, leaning not to their own understanding, but acknowledging him as the God that has called them, they see the demonstration of God's power. And even though they may make mistakes and don't always do or follow the plan and purpose of God, because the word of God is so powerful, it cannot be denied. What he has purposed for them, what he has planned for them, the path that he's chosen for them, we see it manifest in their life in spite of themselves. And that is good news for us, because it lets us know that our failures are not the finale of our life. It lets us know that the word of God that has been spoken concerning us is greater than the places of our stumbling or our fall, of our disappointment. God's word is going to manifest in our life. It's going to make us. It's going to shape us. It's going to transform us into the people that he's already called us to be, the place that he's already seen and already thought of, the place of our total victory. And we love that because it lets us know that we are going to be as he is, not just when he comes, but as we live down here on this earth, we're becoming more and more like him as we trust him and as we obey him. The thought that the Lord gave me in this 15-minute empowerment was, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. And when I begin to allow him to talk to me about that word, we have to understand that there is a purpose, there is a plan for our life that is greater than any situation or circumstance that come. And we have to continue to show the goodness of God, that now that he has changed our lives, now that he has brought us into the marvelous light and we are his and we are sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and that we have been now qualified by the blood and through the blood of Jesus to do good works and to do good, that we have to go on doing good even when we don't see good in our lives. Let us not be weary in the well-doing and doing well. Don't let us get exhausted. Don't let us get run down. Don't let the weight of what we're going through cause us to look at who we are and the God we serve and the word that is for our life and a light that shows us to be exhausted, exhausted in the point that we don't have strength, exhausted in the point that we can't believe or we can't hold on. Let us not be weary, not be worn down, not allow the enemy's tactics or the enemy's voice or the enemy's threats to even make us second guess or make us believe that something else is not going to transpire in our lives. Something greater is not going to happen. Something else is not going to be ushered in, that God is not going to do us suddenly and call us to be in another place, another position, another area or dimension in our lives that causes us to see the victory of God over the thing that came against us. Let us not get weary in doing what is right, loving folks that seem unlovable, teaching the Bible, teaching the Word, doing what we know we've been called to do, even giving and sacrifices. Don't get weary in that. Don't allow the enemy to think that you're going to run out or what you're doing is not amounting to anything, that where you're going is not going to happen. Don't get weary in the process of doing what is good in the sight of God. There is a due season. There is a season that God says, I'm going to command a harvest to come in your life. I'm going to command something called a blessing or a breakthrough or overflow to come in your life. I'm going to cause the fruit that you've sown, the seed that you've sown, to turn into a harvest of fruit
and it's not going to be what you think, but it's going to overflow in every area of your life because I promised you a due season. I promised you a time and a space and an era or season where I'm going to show you how great I can be to you because you've shown some good things, because you've been faithful in your life over the few things that he's given you, because you've been faithful over the word, over what he's told you to do. God says, don't get weary in doing that, even when the enemy tries to make it look like it's not productive, it's not fruitful, it's not going to pay off, it's not going to turn in your favor, it's not going to come back to you. Don't allow the voice of the enemy or the circumstance or even fear to outweigh what God is telling you. Because according to your faith, it's going to be unto you. According to your faith, the power that works in you is the power of God's faith, the God that has called you to it, the God has spoken it, the God has already commanded the season of blessing. It's going to work in you, that as you begin to decree and declare, as you begin to release the word of faith, as you begin to release the light, you are expecting something, you are commanding something to happen, because there is a due season that is going to hit your life. The word of God says time and chance happens to everyone. That means God is bringing something around again as it goes through the process and the season, as it goes through being grown, as that seed grows and it comes up and it goes through the season of change till it's able to bear fruit and much fruit. That's the same thing with the word of God. There is a season that as we planted that seed, as we planted that word, as we planted our faith, as we planted with expectation every promise of God in the atmosphere, decreeing it, knowing that it shall surely come to pass, and we're doing the good work as we're going and doing that which God has said, we are to expect a harvest in the spirit and in the natural in our life. We're expecting something great from a God who's promised, because he who's promised is faithful. He's given us a promise that says, I can do greater than what you can even imagine. I can supersede that exceedingly abundantly, far above what you ask, think, or even imagine. According to the power that worketh in you, I'm going to do something, because there's a power working in you that's not yours, it's mine. And I'm not looking at your weakness. I'm looking at the greatness of who I am that causes those things that be not as though they were. God is saying, don't be exhausted. Don't be weary. Don't be let down. Don't be disappointed in your good doing, your well doing, your expected doing, because there is a season that is coming to you that if you don't faint, if you don't give up, if you don't stop decreeing, if you don't stop pressing, this season is going to overtake you. It's going to be the good measure. It's going to be the press down. It's going to be the running over stuff. It's going to be more than enough. It's going to be that which the enemy said in your mind and in your situation that it's not going to happen. It's going to be the blessing in that physical body. It's going to be the blessing with your children, your family, your loved ones. It's going to be that blessing that you need in your marriage, in your ministry, in that business. It's going to be the blessing that gives you that idea, that next door favor, that new opportunity, that release that you need. It's going to be that due season. And what I like about God, when he gives a due season, it's just not one thing. It is a continual flow of due. This is due. This is due, because there's a reward that comes after comes to those who diligently seek after God. You can't seek God and do good and do what is right and what he's called you to do, and he not continually let the door of due season hit you over and over again. And it's not like the seasons that we know. God's due season can come right back around. It can happen in your life, and you can pass some more tests and do some more things, and due season will hit you again and again and again. There is a season that God will command the blessing to fall on his people, and that blessing will be a blessing like a jubilee. It will be a blessing of release. It will be a blessing that commands everything that has captured you, that has held you, that has tried to oppress you, that has tried to imprison you, even the things that have tried to come and be a poverty or enslavement to you. God will say it would have to break off of your life, because it is the season where you're going to rejoice, because you've been free from every taskmaster, every hard place, everything that has come to oppress you, and restoration is hitting your life. That due season is just like a jubilee for us. It is something that lets us realize and lets us know that God causes us rest and gives us rest and blesses us and rewards us, because we diligently seek after his will, his plan, his faith, and what he has for us. We want to know it, and because we want to, desire to, and we walk in those things, God commands the blessing to hit our lives, the due season to hit our lives, that due benevolence, that due overflow, that due victory to hit our lives. Do not be weary. And I know the enemy tries to press us on every side. We are hard pressed, but do not be weary. I know he tries to present all these fears, but do not be weary. He even tries to make it look like what's going on in the world and in other nations is going to overtake us. But do not be weary. Do not fear, for the Lord thy God is with you. He's going to open up a way out of nowhere, make a way out of nowhere, cause the place that is a desert to be a sweet-smelling place, because he's going to be the rose, the lily of the valley, that bright morning star, right in the place that should consume you. He's going to show up and beautify it with his beauty, with his greatness, with his power. He's going to open up rivers and dry places and fountains in the midst of the valley. He'll cause the pool of living water, rivers of living water, to flow to you. And he'll do it because he's God. He does not move by what's going on in the world. He can command a due season in the midst of a drought. He can command a due season in the midst of famine. He can command a due season in the midst of chaos and trouble. He can turn it around at a moment's notice. But you have to endure. And the power and the authority to endure is through the word of God. It's through our praise, our worship, our decrees of faith that says, yet will I trust God. I believe him over everything that is going on. I trust that what he has for me is greater than where I am right now, because I'm seeking hard after him. I expect God to be good to me in measures and rivers and heights and depths that I've never known before. I expect to seek his goodness. Show up and demonstrate power. And what I like about God's goodness is this, is whenever you are being tried on doing good, because you have enemies that surround you when you're doing good, you have people that taunt you to see if you're still going to be good, still going to say God is good in the midst of the place that's trying to weary you and wear you down. God allows that testing place and allows people to watch your life. Some of them are watching it because they don't want you to go forth. They don't want you to have what God says. They don't want you to be with God. And there's some that are watching you because they're saying, if you can make it, I can make it. But either way, God is going to get the praise. God is going to get the glory. So you can't get weary, because there's some people that are watching you as an overcoming testimony. And then there are some that are watching because they don't want you to make it. But the Bible says, and he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. So it does not matter. There is a table that's going to be spread. And that table is going to be the due season of what God has called me. My enemy, watch me eat it. But those who have been encouraged by my life will be strengthened by it, because they will be able to eat or see something that lets them understand, if I endure, if I pass the test, God is going to bring the same thing to me, because he's not a respecter of person. The same God that did it for them or for someone else, he'll do it for me. He's that kind of God. And that's what you have to understand. You cannot give up now. Press towards the mark of the high calling in God, which is in Christ Jesus. Don't allow the enemy to exhaust you. Don't allow the enemy to take you to a place where you are weary. Don't allow the enemy to beat you down. Go back to that place, that position, and that posture of praise and worship. Thanksgiving. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Begin to give God glory because he's faithful. Give honor and praise, because he's going to do exactly what he said, because there is a due season that is coming to your life. Don't get weary. The faith that works in you is going to bring that thing to pass, because it's not your faith, it's his. It's his power, God's power, that will manifest and do extraordinary, extraordinary things just for you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today, the process of there. And I pray that you would join me tomorrow as we go deeper in this 15-minute of power in the process of there. God bless you.